Poor thing. There she goes, about to crash into him the way a wave crashes into rocks. A little foam and goodbye. Doesn't she realize he doesn't even bother to open the door for her? His slave, and more than his slave. And those heels, those red lips when she's already 45 years old. What for? With your standing, girl, with your position and education, what would make you carry on like a teenager? If Aita were here to see. Getting into the car, Nerea glanced up at the window where she assumed her mother would, as usual, be spying on her through the curtain. Even if she couldn't see her from the street, she knew Batory was staring at her, whispering to herself, "There goes the poor thing, a trophy for that egoist who never thought for a second about making someone happy." Doesn't she realize that a woman must be really desperate if she has to seduce her husband after 12 years of marriage? It's a good thing they never had children. Nerea waved goodbye before getting into the taxi. Her mother, on the fourth floor, hidden behind the curtain, looked away. Beyond the tiled roofs was a wide strip of ocean, the lighthouse on Santa Clara Island, tenuous clouds in the distance. The weather lady predicted sunshine, and her mother looked again toward the street and the taxi, which was now out of sight. She stared beyond the roof tiles, beyond the island and the blue horizon line, beyond the remote clouds, and even beyond that into the past forever lost, searching for scenes from her daughter's wedding. And she saw Nerea once again in the Good Shepherd Cathedral, dressed in white, with her bouquet and her excessive happiness, watching her daughter leave, so slim, such a smile, so pretty. Batory felt a premonition come over her. At night, when she went back to her house alone, she was on the verge of confessing her fears to her photograph of Chato. But she had a headache, and besides, when it came to family matters, especially his daughter, Chato was sentimental. Tears came easily to his eyes, and even though photos don't cry, I know what I'm talking about. The high heels were supposed to make Kike voracious. Click, click, click. She dented the parquet. Let's see if she punches holes in it. To keep peace in the house, she didn't scold her. They were only going to be there for a minute. They'd come to say goodbye. And him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning and his breath stank of whiskey or of one of those drinks he sold. Ama, are you sure you're going to be okay by yourself? Why don't you take the bus to the airport? The taxi from here to Bilbao is going to cost a fortune. He, don't worry about that. He pointed out they had baggage, that the bus would be uncomfortable, slow.
Right, but you have enough time, don't you?
Ama, don't make a big deal out of it. We decided to take a taxi. It's the easiest way to get there.
Kike was beginning to lose patience.
It's the only comfortable way to get there.
He added that he was going to step outside to smoke a cigarette.
While you two talk.
That man reeked of perfume, but his mouth stank of liquor, and it was only 9 in the morning. He said goodbye, checking his face in the living room mirror. Conceited ass. And then, was he being authoritarian, cordial but curt, to Nerea?
Don't take too long.
5 minutes, she promised, which turned into 15. Alone, she said to her mother that this trip to London meant a lot to her.
I just don't see what you have to do with your husband's clients. Or is it that you've started working in his business without telling me?
In London, I'm going to make a serious attempt to save our marriage.
Another?
The last one.
So what's the plan this time? Going to stay close to him so he doesn't take off with the first woman he sees?